Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good evening to those of you from the beautiful land down under. With the 22nd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo. Good luck, baby!
Yeah,
we come from the land down under.
No, Jordan does, and he announced the pick, and they got a defensive player. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494 on our Friday with so much, and I'm not even sure we can get to it all in 4 hours. What an incredible day in Philadelphia sports. We will get to a 50-point playoff game with some controversy sprinkled in there with Joel Embiid, Sixers win.
Fella.
Woo! What a night for the Sixers. They get one. We have a series. But here we start with the draft. As I started with you guys last night at 6, and then I left, and the draft started. And I'm getting home, listening to you guys on the way home, and I heard the first few picks, and it was kind of chalky at the beginning, right? It was like, all right, Caleb Williams, and then
it was
Jaden
chalky
Daniels.
For about two picks. And then after that,
well, then it started to change, and then I sat down in my house right around like pick 5 or 6, right? I'm watching like nothing crazy so far, and then all of a sudden at 8, the Falcons take Michael Penix, and at that moment, Hugh, I knew it was changing the draft because I'm like, wait a second. There hasn't been any defensive players yet, and none went into 15, obviously setting the Eagles up, Hugh, to not have to trade up, to just sit right there and get Quinyon Mitchell. Hugh, your reaction to what the Eagles did, how the draft went last night, they got the number one corner to come off the board.
First of all, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. It don't matter what school you go to, as long as you can play. I mean, if you can play, you can play. Bottom line. I was excited. Now, I sat on a panel last night with some guys that, and I was surprised at Ike, because Ike's my dog, that's my teammate. But the way he was just poo-pooing Toledo, though, being from Ohio,
yeah,
and talking about, hey, well, he has to prove it. Listen, small school guys can play. I mean, you don't have to go to a Big Ten school or something like that to prove your worth. And another thing about this pick last night, Nick Saban was trying to poach him to Alabama. So, obviously, he could play.
He remained loyal. I thought it was a really cool story in ESPN a couple days ago where, when he was coming out of high school, Quinyon Mitchell, the Eagles' first-round draft pick, he had some academic issues. So, all the other schools that were interested in Quinyon Mitchell, they kind of said, all right, we're moving on, right? We don't even know if you're going to be eligible to participate because you got to get your grades together. Toledo was the only school that didn't take away his scholarship. So, then your point, when it was time for him to – when he got really good, all these other schools wanted him to transfer. NIL money, and he didn't do it. I mean, he stayed loyal to Toledo.
And listen, I don't know what that NIL money looks like now, but damn it, the way some of these kids are balling is pretty damn good.
But I imagine it's better at Alabama than Toledo.
That's what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. You feel me? And for him to forego all of that to stay loyal to his program. I mean, that tells me a lot about this kid, man. I mean, I'm excited about what he could potentially be. Now, one of the issues that they said it has, and I heard Coach Belichick talking about it, not really a man-to-man corner. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I think that he has enough speed and he has enough raw talent that, he can become one of those guys. But most teams in the NFL nowadays, they play zone. They play a lot of zone anyway.
They do. So does Fangio. So here's where I'm at on it. 215-592-9494. I love the Eagles' process last night. They didn't trade up, right? I said yesterday I didn't want to trade up for a corner, but – like, I'm not going to pretend to be Mel Kiper here, but I had a sense that there's going to be corners there at 22 just because of the way everyone mocked this draft. Now, it went a little different because the Falcons just threw the whole thing into a tizzy.
They oh, always my goodness. Do, man. They always do.
Holy moly with the Michael Penix pick after giving Cousins all that money. But it set it up to where there was going to be corners on the board at 22. I didn't know yesterday when I said don't trade up for a corner. They'd all be there at 22. So I think Howie played this thing right. He didn't trade up. Like, they have two picks tonight in a really good area of the draft. That, good job by Howie not being impatient, not trading up and surrendering a second-round pick just to get this kid because he was going to be there or one of the other corners was going to be there at 22. So I like the process. Actually, I love the process the Eagles had last night. Hugh, I like the player. I like Quinyon Mitchell. Here's what I'll be a little bit on the side of a guy like Ike or anyone that has some questions. Now, it looks like he could play.
Yeah, the talent level.
It just looks like. But he hasn't played much against top-tier receivers. He just
week
hasn't.
In and week out.
Right,
week
and now and he's going to be in the NFC East with Terry McLaurin, and he's going to be in the NFC East with CeeDee Lamb, and now the Giants got Malik Nabers. Like, he's going to go up against some of the better young receivers in the NFL. So it's just a matter of we got to see it. Now, it seems like everyone who knows, like you mentioned Belichick, says he looks the part. He has the hips and the movement. But it's a little bit of a – it's rare to see a Toledo corner or a player from the MAC go this high.
Yeah, and another thing is like it's a guy that I look at with his speed and his ability to recover. I mean, it's not that far of a reach. You know, if he has the athleticism so that he could guess, he could probably jump a few routes, but he has that recovery speed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he has going for him, man. And I like the pick. And as far as going to a small school – it's a couple cats. Buffalo, Khalil Mack. That's where Khalil Mack came from.
Yeah,
he came from a Mack school.
And he became a great player.
He came Jason Taylor, went to Akron,
mm-hmm.
Hall of Famer. So there are some outliers there. I get what everybody's saying because we've been so inundated with players from Alabama, Georgia, SEC schools and things like that. Because I heard people saying it. I kind of cringe, but I get it.
Well, Howie zigged because he's been going all to the SEC the last few years.
Yeah, then we go get this guy from Toledo. But it's one of those things, man. Like I said, if you could play, coming from a small school, you can play. And it's going to be the biggest adjustment that he'll probably have is that there will be times where he's probably asked to play man-to-man, you know. But I think that his recovery speed, his speed in general, is going to help him survive and thrive in this league.
Well, and then he did go to the Senior Bowl, right? And he played well there against some kids that will be in the NFL, right? Some kids that did play at Michigan or wherever they're playing. So it's not like he never did. And he's, you know, they played a couple games here and there against Illinois or Ohio State once in a while. But primarily, he played in a smaller conference. And now he's got to come to the NFC. It's 215-592-9494. Your reaction, the Eagles stay at 22. That was my favorite part. They didn't trade up. They didn't surrender an extra pick. And he was there. I mean, Howie Roseman does a lot of things really well. He knows the draft board. He plays it well. And then, Hugh, I think Howie probably had a big smile on his face when Michael Penix and six quarterbacks in the first 12
man,
picks.
That's crazy. But you know, that just goes to show you how many teams need quarterbacks. What I liked about it was the Falcons. And who else picked a quarterback that's probably going to sit? It was somebody else.
So McCarthy could sit behind Darnold for a little while.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, him. And it was somebody
and Drake
else.
May.
I think Drake May. I think that's who it was.
He will sit behind Brissett probably for
yeah,
the game.
Yeah, Jacoby. So it's a couple. Like, I think that a lot of times, some of these young quarterbacks, and there was a few reaches. I think Penix maybe was a little bit of a reach. That, you know, you have to allow these young quarterbacks to develop and not throw them into the fire. I think it's going to be interesting. Like, the Chicago Bears gave Caleb Williams a lot of weapons.
Oh, they traded for Keenan Allen.
Yes.
They have DJ Moore. They signed Swift, and they draft Odunze.
Yes.
A lot.
So he has a mix of young players in there, some veteran weapons. It's going to be interesting to see how he develops because he's going to get no quarter. Like, being in Chicago, Chicago's a rabid fan base. I remember when they were trying to kill Cody Parkey. Remember when Cody Parkey, it was a playoff, Eagles playoff
game.
Yeah,
of course, the double joint.
They were trying to kill Cody Parkey. So that fan base is a rabid fan base up in Chicago, so he's going to have to hit the ground running.
Well, the other thing that hit me about the Eagles selecting Quinyon Mitchell is, look, what happened in the division last night? The Eagles, we know they need to be better at covering the pass. That's obvious. They allowed the second most pass touchdowns in the league last year. But what happened in the division last night? The Cowboys got an offensive lineman to protect Dak to throw the football. The Giants got one of the best receivers in the draft, and the Commanders got a new quarterback. I mean, all three of those teams tried to get better at throwing the football last night. So the Eagles get a corner to try to combat that. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, like it, love it. Where are you on the Quinyon Mitchell pick? I just love that they stayed at 22, didn't surrender an extra asset to move up. So we're in on Quinyon Mitchell. And then we get ourselves a basketball game last night.
Boy, did we.
Oh, my goodness. So I get home, and I have the game on DVR, and I'm watching. I tried not to have any spoilers. I kind of knew it was close in the first quarter. I get home, and I got to tell you, and you guys are probably not surprised I'm going to say this. I was ready to come on here today and destroy Joel Embiid. When he nearly got kicked out of that game, when the flagrant happened and Mitchell went down, and, I mean, Knicks fans are going to cry because it was dirty. And, you know, we could feel however we want about
it. It was kind of dirty.
It was. Though. I mean, it,
but
it,
I
it was.
I had no problem
he,
with it.
I think he lost his composure because he was upset he didn't get a call on the other end.
Uh-huh.
And I was upset at him. I'm like, dude, are you going to get kicked out of
over
the first
BS?
Quarter in a down 0-2? That would have been the biggest loser thing of all time. But then he bounced back. He found his composure. And in the third quarter, the guy couldn't miss. It was like watching NBA Jam when the guy's on fire. 50
He's
points.
Up. He's on fire.
50 points in a playoff game for Joel Embiid. So I saw this last night, an incredible stat. Most points in a playoff game on 20 or fewer shots. It wasn't like he shot the ball 40 times.
Yeah.
He shot it 19 times. Joel Embiid last night set the NBA record for most points on 20 or fewer shots in a playoff game and beat it 50. Here are the other names. Dirk had 48 one time. MJ, Barkley, Karl Malone. Hugh, he was outrageous.
And then on top of that, he got some assistance from my man Kelly Oubre. Got a little bit more. He got a little bit more assistance from the bench as well.
Your campaign had
fire
a little bit.
A little bit more from the bench, but Oubre, like I said this last night, Oubre really didn't have a choice but to have a good game. He's had a rough couple days.
Sure.
So in order to kind of offset that a little bit, you better go out there and ball your ass off, man. And he did that last night. Gave us 15. Tobias, he gave us like he gave us what he gives us. He gave us his 8,
Yeah, here's what I think about Tobias. I'm glad when he doesn't matter. When they win, I can ignore it. And that was Embiid.
But he gave you his 8, though.
Embiid
went off, man. And, like, I don't know how people feel. I'm pretty sure it's still people that don't like Embiid. But the fact that he's dealing with all the stuff that he's dealing with, dog, and went out there and dropped 50, and he had an attitude.
Bell's,
he had attitude
he has
out there.
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, I diagnosed him wrong.
Yeah, that's right. You're not a doctor.
I'm not, but I diagnosed
that's
him.
That's all right. It
I
happens.
Apologize.
It happens. Well, I diagnosed him wrong in the first quarter because I was ready to scream when the show started today if he got kicked out of that basketball game. 215-592-9494. We have ourselves a series, 50 points for Joel Embiid. That's by far the best I've ever seen him play in a playoff game. He looked like, people like to say he's the best player in the world. I don't believe he is, but he's certainly up there. Last night, he played for a large stretch of that game like the best player in the world. That was incredible, incredible offensive basketball. We got a Sixers win, and we have Quinn Yan Mitchell. 215-592-9494, your chance to react to it all. Kyle, what's hitting you right now after the Eagles make a pick and Joel went off?
So I went into yesterday thinking the odds are, as a Philadelphia sports fan, that one of these two teams are going to piss me off. I'm very happy to say that neither of the two teams pissed me off. The Sixers, I'm not going to dive fully back in. Very glad they got the win. Seems like momentum sort of swinging back in our favor after two close ones in New York. And then a game that really seems like the Sixers took a stranglehold on pretty late, and then they didn't really look back. I mean, the Knicks fought hard, but the Sixers ended up pulling away. That was really good to see. Great to see Embiid back up his words. But what I'm really feeling today is relief that the Philadelphia Eagles did not waste a first-round draft pick and try to outsmart themselves like everybody else was and take an offensive lineman. They got a guy who was going to slide right in immediately, possibly be the number one corner, and he's going to make an immediate impact. So now the Eagles can go forward with my plan, and you can take an offensive lineman at any point later on in the draft and fill that depth need, because that's all it would have been is depth. And the Eagles got a starter on the defensive end, a much-needed spot, too. So I'm beaming today. It's a great day.
Well, look, it could be remembered as a very memorable day in Philadelphia sports history. If Quinyon Mitchell turns out to be a really good player, we're going to remember this draft pick, obviously, for a long time. And if the Sixers come back to win this series, last night changed everything because they were on the verge there. When Embiid took Mitchell down.
Yeah, he was about to go up in the locker room.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, is he going to get thrown out of this game in the first quarter of the game? Are we really at this point? Because that would have been rock bottom for me. But then he didn't. He stayed in the game.
Refs let him play.
Found a little composure. And the third quarter, as Kyle was referencing, they just, I think they hit 9 threes, 9 of 11, if my memory serves, in the third quarter. Incredible. And, of course, the Quinyon Mitchell pick. 215-592-9494. All right, your time for reaction. Incredible night in Philadelphia sports. Quinyon Mitchell. Hugh is big time into the pick. I like it. I love the process. I like the player. Are there some questions that he's going to translate right away? Yeah, but everyone seems to think Quinyon Mitchell is going to be a really good player. Number one corner off the board. And I just love they didn't have to trade up for a corner. He was there. They waited. Howie was patient. Read it right. And boom, the Eagles finally. Can I have a moment? Finally, we added someone on defense. Finally.
We did. Finally. I mean, we could start off, but I got to say this. Because what I've been trying to tell y'all for months, what I've been trying to tell you because I think Kyle's on board, defense is a luxury, not a necessity. There wasn't a defensive player taken until the 15th pick.
Yeah, Laiatu Latu was the first one.
He was the first. And you know what's crazy about that? He's the first player taken, and he's the one that had probably the biggest medical jacket out of everybody. But the guy, like, looking at some of his highlights, he is long. He looked like he can't get after the quarterback. But that should tell you everything you need to know about how this NFL is going. And I understand that Ike and Elliot are going to come on and say, well, it's because there wasn't a strong draft for edge players or whatever. I don't know if I believe that. It's just the way that the league is going. They're getting people to protect their quarterbacks, to protect their assets, and they're getting people that can go get the football.
Well, your theory, it's a good night for your theory that it's a luxury, not a necessity. It also helped the Eagles because it pushed the defensive players, including Quinyon Mitchell, straight down the board. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Big day to react on WIP to a big night of Philadelphia sports. David in Westchester. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe, go Birds, baby.
Go Birds, David.
I'm sorry, you know why I'm not a GM of a football team? I would have traded up to number 5 to grab this kid. So
you don't have the patience like Howie. Howie's got that patience.
I have zero patience. I'd have been like, because I was kicking around all night between Mitchell and Arnold, and it was because he goes to Toledo. You know, you're thinking small school, yeah, he can't be as good as a guy at Alabama. But I'm going back and forth with the numbers, and that 4.3 speed that this kid had definitely going to make up for anything that he doesn't have right now that he's going to gain in the future, and also him staying loyal to Toledo instead of choosing that NIL money that just shows his quality. He's a quality kid. He's not about the dollar, and for him staying loyal to that, I think that's going to be a good pick. For years going forward.
Yeah, I just thought that was so cool. I mean, I just think, and maybe I'm on an old tier. I just think every young player just jumps at every opportunity. They go to a better opportunity. But and I don't begrudge them, right? If they can get some money to play, that's good for them.
Especially when you talk about the money that they can get with those NIL deals, man. It sounds like it's ridiculous.
But I think the loyalty thing is cool. I mean, it shows it's more. He thinks more than just about himself, about the program, about Toledo, and now hopefully here about the Eagles. I like that about him.
Yeah, I was like. And then the speed, like I said, he's just faster than Mitchell, and I think that that's definitely going to help. And now with this kid from the Colts that's coming off his suspension, I think they're solidified in the quarterback.
David, what's interesting? Last night, and we'll play a lot, and David, appreciate the phone call. A lot of what Howie had to say we'll get to as the show goes on. But one thing Howie mentioned last night, Hugh, he used the word, because they asked him at the corner room right now, because they have a lot of corners, right? Isaiah Rodgers is back.
Yeah, it's going to be fights. People are going to be fighting for playing time.
So Howie, we'll get to it coming up, but he was asked by Bradbury and Slay, what does this mean for them? And I think three times he used the word competition.
Yes, because it's not listen, and I've been bullish on this. Slay, right now, from what we know, Slay is the better corner. But it's not guaranteed that Slay's going to be the starter. I could see a scenario where these corners are asked to play in an aggressive way that he's not going to do. You can't change your stripes this late in the game. You can't. And it's already been documented that Slay is like, hey, I'm not a tackling guy. It's going to be one of those situations. We're going to go into training camp, and they're going to be given certain assignments, and either he's going to do it or he's not. That's the bottom line. So it's not a guarantee that he's going to be one of the starting corners. He might start off that way, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's going
to
be the case.
Yeah, and if I had to guess, I mean, I think Slay's going to start week one. And if I had to guess, maybe Mitchell will. Well, I'm sure we'll discuss that a lot between now and the first week of the season against the Packers in Brazil. But you know what they have now that they didn't really have last year? They have other options.
Depth.
Right. So, like, let's say they do roll out the old guard week one. Let's say that Bradbury is a decent camp. They keep him around. Slay's obviously still their best corner. Maddox, and it goes bad, and they got those three get torched. Well, they now they have a first round pick in Quinyon Mitchell. They have Isaiah Rodgers back. They have your guy Kelee Ringo. At least now
they got some speed back there.
Like, yes,
Kelee's not slow,
and Mitchell's fast.
Yeah, he's not a slow dude. So you got some corners back there that can flat out run. They can cover and they can hit.
Yeah, and it's not lost on me that the NFC East last night, I think they all got better at trying to throw the football. The Cowboys got an offensive lineman that probably will play right away.
Mm-hmm.
The Giants got one of the two best receivers in the entire draft, or three, depending how you rank them. Well, yeah, right. But they have a better weapon now, right?
Yeah,
we got to cover that.
Yeah.
And the Commanders got a guy that might – I think Jaden Daniels could play. I mean, he is as fast as any quarterback since Lamar. I mean, he is
– Yeah, he got skill. No, I'm not taking anything, but he got skill.
So they're going to be better. So we need to cover the pass better within our own division and then obviously just all the games. And that's why they needed defense last night. They got it. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Jeff? Big night last night.
Oh, big day, yeah. Philly started out with a good win and rolls right into – I missed the Joel Embiid part where he took the guy down, so I'm kind of glad I didn't see that because I probably would have just lost my brains at that point. But, yeah, dude, he was raining in threes, like, left and right. And like I think I said this on Spike's show the other day, that you need more than two guys to win a series. You can't just have – Embiid and Maxey. These other guys got to step up, and they did last night.
Well, they did. Well, the campaign energy they got from him last night was awesome. I mean, they got that from him. And it just felt like when the third quarter rolled around, Jeff, they couldn't miss. Yeah. I mean, Embiid led the way, but all of them, they just were on fire.
That's about when I started watching it because I was driving before that. But as far as the Eagles go, yeah, I'm glad they got – I'm with Kyle. I'm so glad they didn't take an offensive lineman. They did what – we kind of expected just to stay there and take – because there was plenty of D-backs, you know, available at the time where they were drafting. So they kind of had their pick. And as they say, they got their guy.
And they got a guy they desperately needed. I mean, desperately needed a corner. I mean,
they did.
Yeah,
they
did. Even if they think there's a year left out of Slay and there's a year – but, like, that – Slay's going to be 33 and Bradbury looked cooked at 30. I mean, this was – they were pretty desperate at corner the way I viewed it.
And we're set up for a few years with these young guys, I think.
Well, they can. I mean, there's a chance they found their next starting corners, Jeff. Appreciate it. I mean, Hugh's been big on Kelee Ringo. They got Isaiah Rodgers. And now they had kind of a blue chipper in there, first-round pick with Quinyon Mitchell. 215-592-9494. We're reacting to last night with you guys. A huge Sixers win. Joel Embiid went for 50 points in a playoff game. A game that, as I'm watching the first quarter, I'm ready to destroy him because the guy almost got thrown out. But he didn't. He stays in. He rebounds and has a 50-point night. Incredible night by Joel Embiid. And the Eagles get what they believe to be the top corner of the draft. Let us know what you think here. 215-592-9494. We're going to sprinkle in reaction from around the NFL last night. A lot of high praise for Quinyon Mitchell. Lewis Riddick last night, very high on the pick. You'll hear that coming up. Plus, what Howie said about the pick and why it's going to work. All coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quinyon Mitchell, defensive back, Toledo.
Hey, Toledo! Toledo!
Well, there you go.
Ohio! Ohio's in the building. Can't believe I'm the only guy that work at the stage from Ohio that's loyal to where I'm from.
To be honest, how much of your evaluation of Quinyon Mitchell is because he's a fellow Ohio guy?
Yeah, that's a lot of it.
That's a lot of it. Yeah, yeah. At least you're being honest. And a small school guy.
Yeah, and I can tell you probably Ike has been home way more many times than I have.
Ooh!
Well, that's on you. All right, welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilley. A lot to react to. The Sixers win last night. And what a night it was for Joel Embiid. 50 points. Again, I'm telling you, I was ready to come in here and destroy him this morning. If he got thrown out of a Game 3 down 0-2, I was just going to destroy him. Like, that would be the biggest loser thing of all time. But he didn't, luckily. And he bounced back, got his composure, 50 points.
50!
And then, of course, Quinyon Mitchell at number 22. I loved it how he didn't trade up, didn't waste an asset. We have two picks tonight because and two picks relatively high tonight because how he didn't panic. He sat there, waited, and he got a guy that a lot of people thought he would have had to trade up for. Like it, love it. Where are you on the pick here? Can we hear from Howie Roseman? He was asked why this is going to work because, let's be real, Howie's track record of drafting corners, not exactly sterling. Why is this pick going to work? Here's Howie Roseman last night after the draft.
There's overconfidence in the draft for sure. You know, 4 out of every 10 first-round picks don't make it. I understand, you know, our success rate at the bottom half of the first round hasn't been as good as earlier in the first round. And so, you know, we just rely on our process. We rely on who the particular player is. In this case, we think we have an extremely talented, hardworking outside corner. So he's got all the tools in his body, the right mentality. We felt like we had really good information. Coach did an unbelievable job because of his connections at Toledo, really kind of relaying those thoughts and, you know, us having the same conversations with the coaches. He really had a great process. And when you think about kind of he had a chance to transfer out of Toledo last year. He stayed there. He came back. He got better. He went to the Senior Bowl. He really checked the whole offseason process boxes one by one off, which is important, you know. And obviously he's got a lot to prove as a small school player. The MAC is not the National Football League. We understand that. You know, we've had tremendous success with big schools. So, you know, to take a player like this from the MAC, he has to be special. And we think this is a special person.
Well, that last part is going to stand out for a long time. Howie thinks that he's special person, special player. Hugh, do you think I think most people think he can transition, right, from the MAC to the NFL. It's not like the Eagles took a player last night people said was a third-round pick. People thought he was a first-round pick. Do you think it will take him a little while to start because he's coming from
a little
the MAC?
Bit. It all depends on what they're expecting from him. I'm pretty sure that, you know, going into training camp, they're probably going to work him into the first team stuff. You know, let him do one-on-ones against AJ and Devontae Smith and just see how he fares. I think the biggest thing, and this is speaking from my perspective, is I had to catch up with two things, the speed of the game and the process of learning the defense. Because you get a lot thrown at you in a short period of time. And it's on you to go out there and be able to remember all these defenses that are being called and remember what your assignment is on each and every one of them. So it'll probably be that. I don't think that'll probably be the biggest hurdle for him. It's just the speed of the game and being able to identify, you know, what routes are being ran and things of that nature. Because, like, it's some pretty good route runners in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Some pretty good route runners. And they do a great job of disguising different routes and everything like that. Here's the thing, though. With good coaching, you should be able to do a pretty good job of identifying certain things. Route tree hasn't changed in forever. It's the same route tree you ran in college. It never changes and stuff like that. So that's probably one of the biggest things that he's going to have to get past is the speed of the game.
Yeah, I want him to play right away. I mean, I
think he will.
Yeah, if you tell me right now, Joe, you got to line up the corners week one, and I don't know if he's ready, but I hope he will be. I want him on the field. I mean, Slay him, and then we'll figure out the slot. Like, I want him out there in week one. Hopefully he's going to be ready for it. Let's go to the phone lines here, and then we'll let you hear from Lewis Riddick what he thought of Quinyon Mitchell during draft coverage last night. What's up, Joe, in the Northeast? What's going on, Joe?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Joe, we're good. Yesterday was a good day.
Joe, I was trying to get on there but when Joe the camera was on there to wish him a happy birthday and then to rip him, you know, with Joe, I might have to rip you, too. I know you was busy working in reference to the Eagles, but when you have a press pass, you can go to the game, and Joe says, oh, well, he wanted to watch the draft and all. They have TVs down at the at the Wells Fargo, and then they're ripping people. Well, what? Well, those people are complaining, and it was a disgrace that the season ticket holders sold their tickets.
The Knicks fans, yeah, Joe. Yeah, yes. Well, first of all, happy birthday to Cameron if he's listening on his way home.
Happy birthday
to Cameron's birthday. I had a cake for him this morning down at Borgata. As far as the Knicks fans in the building last night. Joe, it was unbelievable. When I was watching the first quarter, and when the Knicks, because the Knicks had a pretty good first quarter, when they hit a three, the whole section behind the basket erupted. I was like, "Am I watching a game in New York? It's crazy how many were down here."
Yeah, you know, listen. Before game three, Joe, number zero, number seven, and number 21, they played their butts off, okay, and they got robbed in game two. So you think they're coming home here in game three, our crowd's there, and those fans did that. I looked on the secondary market. I'm not real affluent, okay, but I'm behind this city. You know, Cataldi asked me one time, I went out to the playoff game in New Orleans, and that was when the ball went through.
Alshon's hands, Jeffrey, yeah.
Lattimore, okay, and he asked me, well, why did you go out there? I said, you know, because I owe it to them. I said, they play for the city of Philadelphia, okay? And you, just like I told you a number of months ago, I drove 13 hours to St. Louis to see you and your team play the Rams out there.
Mm-hmm. And, he supported you in St. Louis, and I appreciate that.
And I spent over $14,000 to take seven people out to Jacksonville and put me in debt for a number of years. So I put my money up where my mouth is, okay? And like I said, it was a disgrace that those fans. Now, what's going to happen on Sunday? You know, we owed it to them to be out there for me. And like I said, it was a disgrace.
I agree. Joe, what did you think of the pick last night? Tell us what you think
of
Quinion.
You know, the fact that we got our other second-round picks available, mm-hmm. I was telling Kyle, that there's a Mike Sancristal from Michigan.
Inside
corner. They think he might go in the third round, but you got to watch with Harbaugh now being with the Chargers when he would try to get him. But the guy was a former receiver with Michigan, so he's got hands. He had six interceptions. He runs a 4.44 40. The knock they put on him, I was reading about him, that he has 30-inch arms.
Yeah, no, well, Joe, he's a good player. My guess is, and Joe, always a good phone call. I'm glad you were ripping the fans that sold their tickets.
Holding everybody accountable.
Everyone. That's what Joe does. I'd be a little surprised they went corner again, but if they wanted to remake the whole corner room and get a true slot in here, I'm not going to be angry about it. They couldn't stop the pass last year. I'd be fine with that. Dan in Levittown. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, Dan. What are you feeling?
I'm feeling like the Sixers got the momentum back, baby.
Well, they certainly played like it last night. Dan, that third quarter last night was almost like a knockout punch because that game was, you know, it was back and forth the first half, and then they just didn't miss in the third quarter.
Yeah, and Joel Embiid, man, his shot making was nice last night. He was making shots like crazy. And I guarantee he'll play like that again. I just have a feeling he's just a little out of shape, but you know, other than that, he's
he gave you 41
great.
Minutes last night.
He
though.
Did.
So, like he getting in better shape now.
Five of seven from three.
You know, being angry, being pissed off though, kind of helps motivate you. That's a hell of a adrenaline rush.
Yeah. I was telling my wife, he looks like he's sick though. Like, you know, I just like his hair doesn't look like faded, and you would think that he would try to look like a superstar. He just does not care.
So,
at
Dan,
all anymore.
Well, he is ill, actually. I don't know if you saw or heard. So, he has Bell's palsy right now.
He's been dealing with an ailment.
That's why his eye is all kind of messed up and his face looks a little off. I'm not sure about the hair part of it, but there's a reason for it. He's got a virus. Dan, man, we appreciate the phone call. So, is it
a virus?
It's a virus, Bell's palsy.
See, I didn't know that. That's why I was. I didn't know it was a virus.
So, I think it could be medicated. I'm sure he's taking something to try to help move this thing along so it gets out of his system. But it's like the ultimate Sixers Embiid thing. Like on the night he goes for the best playoff game he's ever had, we find out, it was after the game, Wojnarowski put it out, that he's dealing with Bell's palsy. I mean, they've known he didn't want it public, but this is, I mean, stuff gets
out. And that's
out.
Why he's been wearing glasses.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things, like I said, like there were a lot of people that posted videos of him and his eye and what it looked like. And people were wondering why he had his head down and was wearing glasses or whatnot. Now we have all those answers. I mean, it's for one guy to have so many things every year go wrong for
crazy.
Him, man.
It's
crazy. And, you know, I know this is probably not going to change nothing for anybody. But to go, like, I can't imagine going out there playing with not knowing how your body's going to respond. Because he, like, for the most part, from what I understand about Bell palsy, is you can't control certain parts of your body. Like, you could see because it was one time where his eye would close and it would just do whatever it wanted to do. To have all that going on and you're trying to fight through a game, that had to be tough.
So he said it started about a day or two before the Miami play-in game. So he's been dealing with this thing for over a week now. And, I mean, I knew something was really off with his eye and the whole thing when he missed four free throw shots in one of the games in New York. He never misses free throw shots. I mean, that just, I was like, what? That's weird. I mean, obviously, I had no idea this was it, but he kind of knew something was off. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Rasheem in North Philly, who is pumped today. What's up, Rasheem?
What's up? How you guys doing?
Good, buddy. What are you thinking?
Good. I'm going to give Joel Embiid a shout-out, man. That man is a warrior. It's like, it's unfortunate. Every year he has to deal with an injury. Yes, you know, I guess a lot of people may, you know, judge him based off that, but he's probably one of the most talented players I have ever seen. Man, for this man to still, you know, for this man to put up 50 points on one leg, whereas his eyesight vision as far as, like, being able to, like to control probably where exactly he wants to look at and to drop 50 points on – down 0-2, man, it was like all due respect to that man, because he don't get as much love in the city as I think he deserves. But big shout out to Joel.
Well, he deserves it. Special night last night, Rasheem. And you know, that was the series. I mean, if they lose that, it's over. They're not coming back from 0-3. And now they have life because he played, man, great.
You know what, man? I'm about tired of Tobias Harris, man. Like, I can't wait until this season is over so he can pack his bags and leave, man. He is like, it's to the point now, like, he doesn't even make me mad no more because I know what to expect. You know, you know, 48 minutes, 5 points, 0-for-3 from three, like terrible defense, not closing out on Jalen Brunson. Like he is probably one of the dumbest basketball players I have ever seen, man. Like, he needs to go. Like he makes so much money that he has to play. But besides that, like I can't wait till he's out of here. The draft last night, I love the pick. You know, if you just watch the tape and if you just watch like his movement skills, he's 6 foot, he's strong, he's fast, his loyalty to actually stay with Toledo. Nick Saban said he was the number one corner portal prospect and had huge NIL deals, but turned it down because he wanted to stay at Toledo. So the talent and the high character is there, man. So, you know, and he's with a great organization. So I love the pick.
I look, Rasheem, he checked all the boxes. The only one he didn't is the school he played at, but that's not really his fault. I'm with you. I like the loyalty part of it. Rasheem, we appreciate it. I like that he stayed loyal to Toledo. If you asked me, like, would I have preferred he ended up at Alabama so I could have watched him cover Malik Nabers? Yeah, I mean, I think
– you wanted to see him play against higher talent.
But if he did that and excelled, he wouldn't have been there for the 22nd pick.
I mean, he'd have been gone.
He was the 22nd pick playing at Toledo. So if he ended up at Alabama and he excelled there – he probably wouldn't have been available to the Philadelphia Eagles there. I mean, that's just part of it. All right, we've given our reaction here. Let's start hearing from some reaction to people around the NFL. Lewis Riddick, who is always very opinionated on ESPN about prospects, about players. We know he used to be in front offices, obviously here with the Eagles. Here's Lewis Riddick on the pick last night. Riddick on Quinyon Mitchell.
Let's live in a world where the Eagles do want a corner here. Lewis, which one should they take?
That guy on your screen right there, Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo. Talked to Jason Candle, texted back and forth with him. I've been to Toledo before, spoke to their football team. He vouches for this kid without any hesitation. As good of a player as he is, and he dominated down at the Senior Bowl, he is a better person. He's a pro. He is ready to handle the responsibility that comes with being a first-round pick in the National Football League. And he's got all the skills. All the skills. He's big. He can run, press off, finish. Interceptions, he can do it all.
You know what I like about all that? I mean, he brought up his skill set, but I like that he said he's a pro. Like, he carries himself already with the way he worked like a pro before he even gets
here. Yeah. Because this is the reality of playing in the NFL. There's going to be a lot that you're going to have to learn. And the one thing that you can't do is sulk about it. I remember going to my first one-on-ones, and I remember vividly how I was there, and it was a bunch of – school, guys from big schools that were I was going up against. And we were in training camp. And this is when you just wore the helmets and everything. And I remember the first training camp, and it's on a rookie card. The first training camp I went to, dude jacked me up. Like, because they were like, oh, this young cat, he's from a small school. He's a nobody, yada, yada, yada. And it's on a rookie card where dude got me just stood straight up and my head all up in the air. No, not that one. It's another one. One of my rookie cards, man. And after that, I gave, like, every practice, I gave those dudes the business, even if we had on pass. So it's a mentality. That's the one
I found
right
it.
There. That's the one
I'm
right
searching
there,
Hugh Douglas rookie cards here on eBay.
Yeah,
you got to send it to me so I can post it.
He gave me the business.
Yeah, he got stood up.
But, Joe, after that, I let everybody named Mama have it. I went in there with an attitude. You have to have that kind of attitude, especially when you know that there are a lot of people out there looking at you thinking that you don't belong here.
Idea, Kyle, order all these, expense them, we're going to give them away as prizes. Hugh Douglas rookie card.
I love it. I love it.
So let me ask you this, because we just heard Lewis Riddick saying Quinyon's a pro coming into the NFL. Were you a pro, or did you have to learn to be one?
I had to learn how to be a pro. Like I said, my second year in, I was overweight. Like, I came back to get training camp, I was overweight.
You were fluffy.
Yeah, I was super fluffy. I was super fluffy. But I had to learn that. But my first year, I came in with a chip on my shoulder. I came in because I knew, like, you know how when you walk into a room and you know everybody's talking about you because they're looking at you and they're like, dog, we drafted this cat.
From Central State?
Dude, that's
Are you
all
kidding?
I heard. Like, yes, I heard that a lot. So I had an attitude. And it was really, like, it really showed in one-on-ones, man, because like I said, I got jacked up. The very first one-on-one I did, I got jacked up.
215-592-9494. Ryan is up next. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. What are you feeling?
Oh, I am feeling great. First of all, happy Friday, and this pick excites me. I love it.
Well, it's exciting a lot of people, Ryan. Two things hit me. One, they didn't have to trade up. You know, if they had to surrender one of their 2 second round picks, they'd be like, all right, they got a player, but it changes the draft. The fact that they got to sit there, Ryan, and Howie read the board correctly, and they got the number one corner, that's an awesome job by him.
Howie Rosen read this like a genius. I think the biggest thing that I'm happy about, obviously you just said it, is that we didn't have to trade up. I think Jacksonville trading down was the biggest thing. However, I think they were set on Arnold. So I think even if they stayed there, we would have got our guy anyways. But I think this pick is just, it's masterful. And there's a lot of first-round talent in the second round, and we have two picks in that round. If we need, we can trade up and get whoever we want if we think the two linebackers, Trotter Jr. and Egerian Cooper, I would love one of those guys.
Totally. Yeah, I'm looking right now. So I'm looking at the best available. There's at least the top three, Cooper DeJean, Jerzon Newton, Kool-Aid, and even Adonai Mitchell. All of them we saw in the first round of these mocks. You're right. I mean, there's good players there, Ryan, for tonight. So I love that they have two picks. Ryan, good phone call. I mean, Hugh, the fact that they didn't have to trade up and they have two picks tonight, this could change the whole draft for the Eagles because they could get two starting-level players tonight. They've had so much success in the second round over the years. Jalen Hurts, Zach Ertz. I mean, you go back to Dak a million years ago, Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
They do well in the second round.
Yeah, and it's some players out there, to your point, that had first-round grades that didn't go in the first round. And so you are going to still get quality players mm-hmm. at 50 and 53.
Well, and they also can move around. Like, if they, I'm not saying they're going to do this, but if they loved a player tonight, like right away, they could use those picks to move up. Like, Howie's got ammunition tonight to move around in this draft starting at 7 o'clock tonight. Anthony, up next on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
All right.
Good, Anthony. What are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good, man. I woke up headache free this morning. No punch in the wall from Philadelphia sports last night. Oh, man, it was great.
And those nights are rare, Anthony. Like Kyle said at the beginning, he expected someone to disappoint him. It didn't happen.
I feel like we're due soon now.
Yeah, don't say it. Don't say it out loud.
I mean, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here, I'm going to enjoy it while it's good. But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Kelly Oubre, too, last night. Because we talking about Joel and the 50, and that was definitely a great performance. But I like the way that the other guys set in into those positions that you expect them to play. You know, when things are getting a little loose, those guys that you know you need to use your skill set to tighten it up, you know? And last night, you seen that come together. That's what we needed to do, you know. I mean, you know what? We're not going to go over the spilled milk thing. I mean, like I said, I'm going to enjoy a piece of this morning. But, yeah, like I said, it's just a good thing to see the guys like, you know, when you pick these guys up and you're looking at certain skill sets and what they bring to the court and what they bring to the team, and when you see them actually press the gas on those things and it comes out for a win, and a big win like that, it just feels good, man, all the way around. The
yeah, court. It does, Anthony. You're right about that. Oubre last night, good phone call, 15.7 rebounds. That, like, I don't need more than that. He gives them 15-7. I'm happy.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. That's great. And I said, under the circumstances, that's exactly what we need from you, bro. You stepped up when you had to. Let's just keep this train going. Now, we need three more of these things. I don't think it's going to go in seven. I think it's going
to
be six.
I know you do. Well, they got it. Well, the next one's the most important one, then. Get this thing to 2-2. You know, sometimes we overcomplicate things. We talk about why this team wins or why they lose. Last night, the Sixers out-rebounded the Knicks, and they hit more threes. I mean, it's really not that hard. In the first two games, the Knicks out-rebounded the Sixers, and they hit just as many or more threes. Last night, the threes went down. And I know, like, we're feeling positive and good. I wish they would take Tobias Harris's name off the box score so I don't have to look at it.
Eight?
Well, he's stumped. I mean, listen.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
for what he's been in the playoffs.
Oh, my God.
If he's been nothing in the playoffs, he's been consistent.
He was their sixth leading scorer last night. Sixth.
Why are you looking at me like that, Kyle? I'm just saying.
Did you just try to, like, sugarcoat Tobias Harris by calling him consistent? He's consistently terrible.
First of all, that's not what I'm doing. I'm just saying. He's been, like, since the playoffs has started.
Trash.
He's been 78 points a game.
He's been so bad.
I'm not saying he hasn't been bad, right, but he's been consistent.
Consistently bad.
That's how you want to say it. I'm just saying.
That's what it is.
He gives you 8 points.
I don't want to.
At some point at night in one of these games, those 8 points are going to be meaningful.
Can we say he's been consistently bad?
Yes.
Hugh?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. If that's what you want to go,
No. That's what it is.
We need to stop dancing around. If we don't have those 8 points, this is a different game.
I am trying to say
that
he's bad.
Someone else would have scored them.
Hugh, just say he's been bad, please. For my own sanity.
Please, we need it.
Hey, he's been bad.
There
thank
it is. 215-592.
You know I got to put a positive. 94, no. I got to put a positive perspective on all this,
we
man.
Have so much, we got to win. Tobias. We have so much real to be positive
right.
about. We
yeah,
don't
we
need
don't
to
need
make
to
it up about Tobias.
If we don't have those 8 points, this is a different game. I don't care what y'all say.
Someone else scores them. That's all. All right, we'll get right back to your reaction here from last night. The Eagles pick Quinyon Mitchell, quarterback out of Toledo, and
hey,
more.
Toledo!
There it is. And more Toledo! Into Embiid's night. What it means for the series outlook, and some audio from Shaquille O'Neal postgame about Embiid's wild night. The ups, the downs. That's next. Your phone call as well as the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94W.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.